Thursday night, Shiur on Ksubos, Perek Alunairis. Okay, so we have, let's look at the Rambam. We'll first look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet. So again, the Rambam, it's very schwer to take the Rambam literally. Why? Again, the Rambam has a mitzvah to say libol b'kiddushin. So he said the Rambam looks at kiddushin as the shechita of eating meat. So libol b'kiddushin, kiddushin is a mitzvah in the sense that it's the matir of bia. That's how you should do it in Perek, and that's reflected. The mitzvah is reflected in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, where he says koydum matan Torah. They just got married by her moving into his house. And Acha Matan Torah Tzorich Mitztavu Yisrael Shem Yirtza Ish Lisa Isha Yikne Olso Tchila. So the Pashtut, that's a reflect. That's the mitzvah. The Tzorich means that it's a mitzvah. He has to. And the Suin's no longer Chal before this Kiddusha. So the Tzorich means that also. But it's Mitztavu Yisrael. That's the mitzvah of Kiddusha. Now, the Rambam says in Halacha Dalet as follows. Koydem Matan Torah, they did not intend to have nisuin. If they didn't intend to have nisuin, they just wanted to be together, one night stand. So very good. He'd be boil her, pay her, and everybody goes home. The Zui Anikris Kadesha. Now the Raavad takes issue with this. We'll see in a second, because we're talking about a one-shot deal. The Raavad says a Kadesha Pashtus is a woman that's muzumenes umufkeres lekolodom, that she sits there and she's a zayna. Like they have such ads.
Vocation.
What?
Vocation.
Yeah. Lekolodom is the nekuda, I guess. Now, but the Raavad really does not address the Rambam's case. Because the Raavad's extremes are as follows. He says, a kadesha is muzumenes umufkeres lekolodom, for all men. Then he goes to the other extreme, but he doesn't address the Rambam's case. He says, but someone who just lives with a man without kiddushin, he says, there's no malchus, there's no lav, that's a pilegesh. Now, the lav is muzumenes atzma l'chol adam. So he rather does not address the Rambam's case. The Rambam's case is a one-night thing. So the Rambam says Zui Anikos Kadesha and Mishanitna Hatorah Nesra HaKadesha Shanema Lotia Kadesha Bibinos Yisrael. So it's a lav.
It's loke.
What?
It's loke.
Loke, yeah.
That's the problem.
It's a lav. But the Raavad doesn't really address the Rambam. I would say that this issue is, I wouldn't say there's a machloikas really Rambam Raavad necessarily. This is a mufkeres lakol when she met him, and she was maskim, he was maskim. I don't think this is like a case, you know, they met each other. But what?
No sense kara. Rambam's case is no sense kara.
Yeah.
That's maskim that she's a professional.
Maybe I'll snap. I'm saying like that. She would be ready to do this with anybody. Okay, she was shook and nice and schara, like you said. So,
and the Raavad has a big kasha.
No, the Raavad does not say beferish that he's chaylik with the Rambam.
He says there's no such case of Muslim mafasa. There's no class. If it's loke, according to the Rambam, every girl.
He doesn't say according to the Rambam.
According to the Rambam, any a Jewish man who lives after the Torah with a woman without kedushin and without kedushin is loke.
No. Forget about the Malkus for a second. That's not a kasha.
That's the kasha. The
Raavad. The Raavad does not ask a kasha on the Rambam.
We prepare. The Raavad says the kasha on the Rambam is.
Rambam does not. The
he
Raavad
says
that
there's no parsha of mefasa because if you look at it, there's no knas.
You don't know. Okay. But anyway, the Raavad says that a kadesha is only muzumenism of keres l'chol adam, which is the Rambam's first case. L'chara was saying. Both because it says Noisel Schara and also the Mashmosa, she would do this with anybody. But the Raibit comes Apuke as a Pilegesh, which means you're living with a woman without Kiddushin. She's Miyuchedas Lo. Now, rather in that case, we would say that according to the Rambam, you're certainly violating the Asay of Kiddushin. The Asay, Livol B'Kiddushin. So you are being over an Issa. You can't say it's Mutter. The Raibit's Mashmos is, well, he doesn't say clearly, Ein Bo Loi Malkus V'Lo Issa Lav. But he doesn't say it. He doesn't go to the extent of saying it's mutter. But the Yesh Farm Shekosu Behem Pilakshim L'Chayra, like the Rambam, the way we understood the mitzvah's Kiddushin, he would be violating that mitzvah's Asay. But there's still no Lav. The Rambam just talks about the Lav. He doesn't say it's mutter. Yigomogom Enis or Lav Ela B'Zumenes Asmo L'Chol Odom Shem Kedvarov L'Chayra means the Rambam B'Fatech M'Shalom Aleha Momon. So the Teretz is Pasha. The Rambam also is Moida to the Raibit. We don't really see where the Rambam. Where did he see it? We'll get to the second part of the Rambam in a second. In this first part of the Rambam, you don't see that a Mafateh would get the Malkus. Because the Rambam's talking about, again, he gives a schar. She would meet anybody. Mafateh means, you know, they went on a date. He talked her into it, or any pito, it doesn't matter. So the Rambam. Now let's see the Rambam Vayta. Nesra Hakadesha. This Kadesha that we're talking about is also Shnemelatia Kadesha Mivnes Yisrael Lefika. Now here's the difficult part of the Rambam. So far it could stim with the Ravid very well, because he's talking about, as you said, Nois Yischara. Mafate is no Yischara. And presumably she met him. I think the Rambam, the Dafka, talked in such a casual lachen to imply that she would do it with anybody. Imratzahuvi means they reach terms. That's not pitui. Imratzahuvi is not pitui. Now, then the Rambam says, and this Rambam is shver without the Raivit anyway. Lefika, kala bayal isha l'shem znus, below kiddushin, leikim in atayra, mitnei shebal kadesha. And the question is, here you could ask a question. What about, what does it mean, l'shem znus?
Is it with pain?
He doesn't say pain. On the other hand, it's extremely not logical to say that in the case of, forget about the lav, just logic, that if by pitui, let's say, or for that matter, by if you would take the Rambam's word literally, and even if you're ma'anas a woman, she would be called a kadesha. The lav is l'tia kadesha. There's no question. The Rambam is not making up a lav for every time you're violating the asay of being boil and isha without kiddusha. That's an asay. The Rambam's not saying that every time you're violating that asay, you're also violating the lav. It's very. How do I know that? Because first of all, he doesn't say it. Second of all, he's very specific. The lav is not to be boil a kadesha. The woman has to have a shem kadesha. That's for sure. Now it's not mistavra to me that if a man's ma'anis a woman, or for that matter if he's mafataha, that she gets a shem kadesha. The Rambam in the first part of the halacha, we'll see the nice kalim. The Rambam in the first part of the halacha said the zui anikras kadesha is the scenario where nois and schara and pegeya isha and nois and schara. So
then the bafika.
What part the Nosan Skara plays in all this? Like, let's say he doesn't. Let's say like the big guy were together.
Is that the point? Right. Right. So, no. The way they do it today might be Pelegish.
No, I mean not Pelegish. One night stand without paying.
Your mom is right. Therefore, the point of paying is that I think the point of paying is to say that she's Takamuk Teres Lakol. The way the Raivit says it. No, that's the point of saying paying. Like, theoretically, she would have done if anybody would have paid her enough money. So that's how you say Mufkeres Lakol. Now, the Rambam L'Chaira, I mean, why should the woman be called a Kadesha if he's Ma'anisa? Doesn't make sense. What? Right. But the only lav is L'Tia Kadesha. That's the only lav there is. There's no lav.
He's not local for being a Kadesha.
We didn't say like for being a Kadesha, but because he was Boyal a Kadesha, though.
Right, but
so that means she has to have the same Kadesha.
Right.
So that's Poshut Lachara to all of us, that an Oinus or a Mafata doesn't have a same Kadesha.
He's talking about the Boyal, right? He's not saying that the woman is going to get Boyal
Okay. I mean, we always, every Isser Arayas is said from the perspective of the man. You won't find a lav in the Torah not to be nivel to a brother. Does that mean she doesn't get a lav? She certainly gets a lav. The lav is not to be by a sister. No lav not to be nivel to a brother. Yet 1,000% she's over the lav. And she agrees. She's part of the Bila. Bila is always said from the perspective of the man. It's always said from the perspective of the man. The point is, what gives her a shame Kadesh according to the Rambam? That's the question we're throwing out here. It's not the Stavra that, to take this sentence literally, that every time he's boil a woman, she'll l'shem znus, that means every time he's ma'anasa. Terence is that.
You wouldn't call that znus. Her,
right. That's specific.
I think l'shem znus is also, you have to have. And the only time you have L'shem Zuz is she's a Kadesh. Like, I don't think the definition of L'shem Zuz is B'li Kiddushin. I think that's a L'diga Kalabai L'shem L'shem Zuz means he has no plans. It's not an Ishus Dika Bia. You know, it's like a one night stand Bia. He wants to be honest.
Or a vocation.
Yeah. It can't mean be.
Maybe it's after the first time, the second, and everything else that she's considered the Kadesha.
Lou, what do you say about it? I didn't have time to think about it. The Chayra, maybe the Shem, let's nus, he doesn't use the words nus in the first part of the Rambam. Zikach kalabai lisha l'shem nus below kiddushin. Yeah, please.
I want to be like this. I want to be like this.
Yeah, the game is just.
The Shem nus means that the Bia was not l'shem kiddushin.
Yeah, for sure.
And below Kedushin means that it was a good feel with somebody that did not have already Kedushin with. Two conditions.
That's, but that begs the question. The question is straightforward. A fellow's Oinus and Mefata, we're learning Elunairus. Right? Oinus and Mefata. Is he over the level of Tia Kedesha? Very not with Stavra. And again, the Kishkas of the Lav is not to be Boyal Kadesha. There's no way she gets a Shem Kadesha if someone's Ma'anis or Mafataha.
Onus is Pashim. Mafataha. I'm not making
that. Yeah, but.
No, it's Mufat in the Rambam that it's not Mafataha. That was the right. Right? Why does the Rebbe reject that? If it is Rok Makos, there's no Knas. Rok Ainu Mashalim.
Forget about Knas.
Why?
I want to first make sure I understand this Rambam. I'm not going into Ravids or questions of Mufata.
I've read the Ravid. Okay, sorry.
I read the Ravid to show that the Rambam doesn't necessarily argue with the Ravid. Now I want to know what the last two lines in the Rambam means. Because if you read them literally, they include an ones. You don't want to talk about Mefata, we won't. By me, it's boring, and Mefata is not. He's also like ones. It's just Mefata. But fine. Let's talk about ones. A man's mind is a woman. She's not a Kadesha. The biggest Kalabai Lisa Lashem's Mills Boy Kadesha.
That used to be before the Torah.
and there's a lav every time you boil without kedushin.
So
the Rambam would say that somewhere. By the assay, he's not embarrassed. By the assay, he says, you're able to assay every time you boil a woman without kedushin, you're able to assay. He doesn't, there's no lav that the Rambam describes in that way, except here maybe. But
you know, the Rambam himself says,
it could have been clearer if that's what he wanted to say.
There's malachim that you can boil a woman without kedushin, and it's not.
Okay, I didn't have time to look into it, so let's look at another Rambam now in Hilchos Naira Basula, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin.
They didn't talk about this in the morning?
What? They didn't learn this in the morning. They went straight to Tosfos. That's why I wanted to give this, because I feel it's an important takdama to the parrot. That's why I didn't fully develop a sheet on what the Rambam's saying.
When we left last night, the Rav said, this Parakah of Havakadah, the Rav said, so prepared that, so I'm not going to make trouble, just be prepared.
No, if you think that the Rambam is saying that every time you boil a woman without Kedushin, she's a Kedushin, she gets Malka, it's fine.
No, I'm not saying
I'm
that.
I'm just sure you're wrong. That's what.
I'm not saying
that. It's okay if you say it.
I'm
not here to tell people if they're right or they're wrong.
I'm not saying that.
Beis Yud Zayin says as follows in Hilchos Naira Basula. It's hard to find. It's after Yibum B'Chalitza. After Yibum B'Chalitza comes Naira Basula. That's what Reynos of Mufat is. Beis Halacha Yud Zayin. And the Aymer, he's talking about now another law. In the law of the Torah, Al Techalel is Bitcha Lahasnosa. Talking to the father, don't make your daughter into a child prostitute. Really, really, that's the simple meaning of the pasuk. We're just reading online in India. In India, like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of child, they take children, they make children into zionists. It's in the Indian culture that thousands of children, thousands of girls.
Done in the U.S. as well.
Anyway, so the Torah talks to the father and says, "Al tchalal es bitcha lahasnosis." What does that mean? Shelo yomar ha'av. This is what the Rambam said. This is where the Torah is coming from. Hoyel v'leichiva Torah mefata ba'oinus ela sheyitin momen la'av. I see that the Torah said, if someone's ma'anis my daughter, mefata my daughter, I get the money. So the chayra, a guy will say, that means I own these rights in her. Hareini soicher biti abzul lazeh, lavo aleh b'chol momen she'erzeh. Hayaniach zeh, lavo aleh b'chinam. She'esh lo'odem limcho, v'litim amon al'chol mi she'erzeh. I'm in charge of this aspect of her life. I can do this. That's what a person might think. He sees that in the Torah he gets the money. This is not really your province, you have no bias over this. But and then he explains. Very interesting. Is that the Torah made you pay a penalty? Lo Malkus. What happened? Father didn't know about it. Below Echina Atzma. You know, not deliberate. The Kach, the Dover Zeh, Eino Hovet Tomit, Eino Motzu. Avol, Im, Iniach Zebite Habusula Muchenes, Vachomi Sheyobo Yoleho, Goyrim Shetimole Horet Zima, Nimsa Ov Noise Bito, Ivach Noise Achoise, because you don't know who your siblings are, half siblings. If V'amechen bitoy lakach harehi kadesha. Yemechen holusnus. Again, the Rambam is very much like the right. He's making all this nus, and now she is a kadesha. You are rival. She's a kadesha. The loyka haboyel van the veles b'shul loytia kadesha. The ain kolson also, and he wouldn't get a knas in such a case.
How would she be considered a kadesha if her father is forcing her to do this?
It's not necessarily. We're not calling her name because she's a bad person, but that's the definition of kadesha. Someone that's muzmenes luznus. If the father made her be muzmenes luznus, so it's the father's fault that she has the same kadesha. So she has the same kadesha. We're not like.
No, you're talking about after the fact.
Listen, you're allowed to marry a kadesha. You're not a chayvei lavin. You're not a marry a kadesha. You're not allowed to be boil her. In the context of her being a kadesha, you can't add to her kadesha type.
It's interesting. It's the same word, right? Kedusha or v'yachid.
That's an interesting idea. But the point, the word, the root, kadosh and kadesha, probably means she's somewhat separate. She's like an outcast in society. She should be separated from men.
Right, and
that's what it is. The word kadosh means separate.
It's v'yachid. Also to the Olam, right? In the
Oser also is the Nekuda.
So this is the opposite.
No, it's not the opposite. It's
in Yachid, her force
separated for the opposite.
Separated her from normal life, as I think normal society. Like you put her aside for snus.
And a married woman is also separated from society for a holy reason.
Yeah. So the Rambam says she doesn't get money. The Oynos and Mefate pays money because it was a one-time. It happened. But if the father was making his daughter for this, so then you get Malkus. So Mechin beat the kach. So the Torah didn't want the doer to pay a fine. It's almost like saying La Vachbara Ganav La Chora Ganav. More the father's fault for preparing his daughter for such a thing. So the father gets, the boyel gets Malkus. The loika haboyel vanavelis, I guess if he does it in that context, he should moitia kadesha. But vein kainzen also.
Why did Rambam say that?
So lo chiva torah knas ala lo oinus umafata. Avalzu sheichina atzma lakach. Bain midait the bimidas of Erezu Kadesha. The Isser Kadesha Echad Hu Bain Bibasula Bain Bibula. So here it's clear. I mean, this has to, you have to believe that this sheds light on what the Rambam said over there in Hilchas. I don't know why the Rambam used such a cryptic lashon, which certainly leads you in a different direction in Hilchas Ishus Perek Aleph Halacha Dali. But certainly here, he's saying Beferish that. He's saying that there's a flip side. Everything, if the one shot deal, so you pay a fine, but you don't get Malkus, because the Malkus is only for Kadesha. Kadesha is only Mufkeres Lakach. For that, you get Malkus, you don't pay a fine. That's the Kadesha.
I'm saying that, by the way.
What do you mean, why?
In terms of our, why do we have a rule, no? That Lokei and Mishan, Kimu and Rabbi.
Well, Ain't a local Umashal.
So why is it going to speak out here that
he's not talking about any local Umashal. He's talking about there's no lab of Lotia Kadesha. There is no lab. The lab does not refer to such a case. Yeah, you have to say that the Rambam sheet, but the Rambam. You have to say what the Rambam means in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid is Kalaboyel Isha L'Shem Znus. Like it means that's what she's omed for. Like Yaboyel L'Shem Znus because that's what she's omed for. That's how the Rambam there. What? Kalaboyel Isha L'Shem Znus because she's Muzmenes L'Kach. That's what's like those two words are missing. But then the Rambam fits in with everything else. Kala Bailisha L'shem Znus, meaning she's Omed Lakach.
That's
like he just like, you know, he's just fitting into that role. She's Mukharis Lakach. The Rambam says it beferish here in Naira Basula, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Zayin. The Raivin here, so wait. So the Rambam L'chora equates Al T'chalel Es Bitchal Haznosa with Losia Kadesha. And it's funny that the Rambam like segues into a different lot. He starts off Al T'chalel Es Bitchal Haznosa. I wonder if that's a lot in the Minyan Mitzvahs. But Al Kaponim, there's the love of Al Tchal is Bitchal as Noisa, and then there's the love of Losia Kadesha. So the Rambam, the Ravid says, Omer Avom, Ein Daiti Maskemis Lazer, that for Kadesha you mean, even this is not enough, this is weird. The Ravid says you have to be Mechon Olus Nus. Apparently, the father, even if we have to find different words. Because the father is making all those nus, that's the Rambam's lashon. And that's called kadesh. The Rambam says you have to like be in you have to be in the house of ill repute. You have to be in business. I think the Rambam told you have to be in business. Be in business, and according to the Rambam, he's arguing with the Rambam. The Rambam says the Hamechim Bitoy Lakach. Someone prepared his daughter for this purpose. Erezu Kadesha, the loike haboyal vanavelis. The Ravid says, Ain daitni maskemis lezeh, shen Kadesha elaboymedes bakuba shalzonos. Not if she's still in the father's house, you know, the Ravid says. And he's just master of.
So the difference is if she decided to, or
no, I think the difference is the degree of hefker. If the Ravid holds to be either the lav, it has to be like the most hefker situation. She's not in the house, she's in a batei zaynus. When she's in the house, the father's exercising some control over her. She's not totally mufkar. I don't know, I'm totally speculating. She's not totally mufkar. She's not totally mufkar. So you're not able to love.
Two lavin for the Rambam?
I don't know. I'm not sure now if he counts al tchalal as bitchol as nosa as a lav. I'm pretty sure he does though. So it's al tchalal as bitchol as nosa and losia kadesha, and they're synonymous. They work together.
So does that mean that the yav would get lavin?
That's lechora, but the Rambam doesn't mention that he does. What? She gets malchus of losia kadesha also. She gets the malchus. Every novellist gets the malchus. Just the fact that the Torah always discusses it from the man's perspective is.
How old is she? Is that like Nara?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You get malchus, you get Nara.
Yeah, but it gives point. Yeah, you don't get a kran. Obviously, you have to stop with that.
Okay, so what's Tzorichian? I mean, it's clear that the Rambam says here clearly when you're able to see a Kadesha. So he must mean in Halacha Aleph and Dalet, a similar case. So he must be talking about father's here. There was no mention of it. Huh? I don't know. How do you achieve L'shem Znus? Maybe she has to be Mufkeres.
case it does.
The Rambam would certainly be masking to the right, just not the opposite.
Right.
So the Rambam doesn't have to go out of his way and say,
I'll allow it.
No, he doesn't have to go out of his way and say the Father's there, because even if he's not, it's still. Works.
Yeah, but the problem there is the Mashma one night stand is what's the accusation. And here in Arab Basula he rejects that totally. So you have to around there with all that.
But
it's
in Al-Qadalah, didn't he say that she has to be paid?
That was when he was saying the story when he was talking. When he says Lafika, he says Lafika call a boy Isha, Lashem is this, Bali Kiddushin, I raise that loyalty. You have to say that maybe the shame of this is reflective of a certain objective matzah, not subjective, and the objective matzah is that she's taking money, maybe.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Pisui can't be money? Pisui cannot be money? Isn't one of the methodologies of Pisui would be also money? Seduction? Like, I'll give you a box of chocolates. Whatever.
Or enough alcohol.
I mean, no, I mean, serious.
The Rambam was good. To me, the Rambam definitely moved it to the right. The Ravid here takes it even much further than he did in Al Dali. Takes it super wide, like you're not going to get mountains in this. Okay, I have to stop there, I'm afraid. I have to be my shgiach a little.